possible vaccine for cancer, weather advice for NASA, maybe even new fuel discoveries that make gasoline obsolete. All of this and more is happening every day here at one of the nation's top research universities, and you get to hear about it first, right here on Classic City Science.
How many people watch a plastic bag be swept out to sea or witness a plastic bottle roll down the beach and wonder exactly how much mismanaged plastic waste makes its way from the shore to the sea? Our guest today, Dr. Jenna Jambeck, an environmental engineer at the University of Georgia, recently answered that question with her research that was published in the journal Science. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
How much waste are we talking about?
So we came up with a low, mid, and a high estimate, and our mid estimate is 8 million metric tons of plastic entering the ocean from 192 countries with a coastline in 2010. Now, that's a hard number to wrap your head around. So in order to visualize that as a volume of plastic, it would be equal to 5 grocery size bags filled with plastic for every foot of coastline in the world.
That's a lot of plastic. How did you measure this? I mean, you didn't walk along or swim in the ocean and count every piece of plastic. So how did you do this?
Yeah, no. And previously, that's what researchers are actually have done. And so numbers you've heard previously have been where they've sampled in various places in the ocean, specifically floating. But what we did was take another look at it from the input side. And our foundational unit is the per person quantity of waste generated per person in these 192 countries. And from there, we looked at the population density in a 50-kilometer buffer of these countries, because proximity matters in terms of the waste actually physically making it to the ocean. So waste is either blown or washed directly into the ocean or into a river in this buffer. And then from there, the percent that's plastic. And then from there, the percent that's mismanaged, which is made up of inadequately managed waste and litter, and then from there, the three scenarios that I outlined previously.
So you've developed a very complex algorithm to basically give a better quantifier of what we're looking at in terms of what's in the ocean.
Yeah, so it gives us that input number. And so, and this is just from waste management, land-based activities alone.
Now, what was our best guess leading up to this study?
So the quantities that had been estimated previously, as I said, were the floating plastic. Primarily, those are going to be your microplastic pieces, which is what happens when the large items physically break down into these fragments. And that quantity was on the order of 245,000 metric tons total.
So a much smaller number.
Yeah. So we're looking at, and that range actually went from about 6,000 some up to 245,000. So it's about 1 to 3 orders of magnitude smaller than what we're estimating actually going in.
And what do you think the impact is going to be now that we have an actual number? Do you think you're going to see a big change in the amount of plastic going into the oceans, or do you think it's just something we're going to be aware of?
Well, what I've seen since this article has come out is actually an increase in the global dialogue, an increase in all of the stakeholders that are involved in this issue. And I'm really optimistic, actually, that this dialogue is going to make a difference. And we sort of outlined some potential mitigation strategies in the paper as well.
And what do you think, I mean, the best solutions would be?
So if you look at this analysis, we have a country-by-country data set simply because our foundational unit is this per-person waste generation in these countries. But you can look and see where waste management infrastructure can be improved, and that actually could contribute to the mitigation of this problem or solution of this problem around the world in several areas. And then, of course, reducing our per capita waste generation, especially in highly developed areas like the United States, could also then help.
And you talk in the paper about how a lot of these countries that are still developing, they just don't have a good waste management system in place, and that's leading to a lot of debris ending up in the ocean.
Right. So we've had a couple things happen. The increase in plastic use globally, it has increased 620% in the last 40 years. So it, in a way, this there's been such a significant change in the characteristics of our waste stream that it's been hard for places to adjust to that. And then add to that the rapidly developing economies where the products that people are using are changing so rapidly, and the sort of the lag of the actual development of the waste management infrastructure to handle that kind of waste generation. Economic development and waste generation rates are coupled. So you have that happening, and you just this is sort of a wake-up call to say, let's try to keep our infrastructure on par with that.
Now that you have a sort of a baseline, are you going to repeat this research every year?
We're not. We have projections into the future, but the great thing about this work is we developed a framework that can be updated with data as it comes in and gets refined in the future, so it could be.
Thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you.
Today we've been talking to Dr. Jenna Jambeck, an assistant professor of environmental engineering at the University of Georgia College of Engineering. For WUGA, I'm April Sorrow.